It's Friday. We're talking Knights football right now with Rich McArdle, the head football coach at Newman Catholic. And Rich, how you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well.
Game day. Game day. Always doing well on game days, right?
That's right. A little hop in your step on Friday.
Oh, man, I guess so. Hey, and this is kind of a fun matchup. You and I were just visiting a little bit before going on the radio. You know, you got two teams that both are undefeated. They've got one win. You have a couple of wins. And that in itself makes it kind of fun going in.
Absolutely. Should be a good matchup tonight. Weather and conditions aside, should be a really good ball game.
We'll talk weather in just a second, but I want to look back a little bit. We got to backtrack on your ball club because you got off to a little bit of a slow start last week at Bishop Garrigan, but then you caught your stride and came away with a terrific win.
Exactly. We talked a little bit about being ready to play when we come off the bus. They got the opening kickoff on us, scored a touchdown there. We went, I think, 3 or 4 and out, and then we had one first down, and then we went out. And then a couple plays later, they scored again. So right away, with about 4 minutes into the game, we were down 14-0. But we were on the sidelines, and I just said that it's an awful long game. We have plenty of time to come back and just stay smooth and steady. And the boys just kept their heads, which was fortunate. And they didn't get 2 down or 2 up. And bang, we came right back and pulled it out at the end.
Tell us about the big play people or the big plays that helped turn that game around in your mind.
I thought all week that we would have an opportunity to be able to run outside, and I thought our backs were faster maybe than their defense. So we had an opportunity to work the ball on the outside a little bit. Their line was just enormous for us, so we had that challenge. But as far as executing the plays, the guys did a good job. We had some inside trap work that worked well enough. And then we hit a few big runs, and the defense stepped up when it needed to.
Kind of a collective team win, then, is what you're saying.
I would say it was a total team win. No real standout. We had pretty balanced offense as far as rushers and stuff. I thought that James Jennings did a great job running. He had a bunch of yards. He really broke it open on the outside, which helped us get between the tackles once in a while. I thought James did a great job blocking, too. It kind of opened up the door for Jack Masnio to get some yards, and Jack almost scored there on a nice play, and those plays don't happen unless everybody's contributing.
Very true. Very, very true. You knew going in that the Garrigan-Newman Catholic matchup has been a tough one in recent years. And so that one had to feel good for you to get a W out of that.
It does. I don't think that – I've been at Newman 8 years, coaching Newman 8 years. I don't think that we beat them in football in those 8 years. So they've been awful tough to get past. We had – I think my first year here, we had an opportunity to beat them at home on a field goal that got blocked. That was the last time we really had a good opportunity to put those guys away. And then our 2018 year when we went to the playoffs, we played them the second game of the year, and kind of the same thing happened. We ended up being down 14, 21 points before we even knew what happened, and we struggled to get back in that game, but we still lost 28-21. So this was a really satisfying victory for me. It was nice to get one over on Coach Wadley over there.
Now, your opponent in tonight's football game, West Fork, you know, here you are. You're so close together. The kids play each other in all of the different sports and everything. They know one another. Talk about this matchup tonight. What do you expect, Coach?
Yeah, a little bit different offense from them than we've seen in the past. We haven't played them in a few years. Their quarterback did a really nice job last week, I think, running his fakes, actually, and had a couple really nice passes. So there's a lot to take in there as far as how to defend them and their offense and things. So Cade Names was their senior quarterback, did a nice job rushing, throwing. It's kind of a diverse offense, so it's really up to us to play our technique and be smart.
And for them, this is just their second football game of the season. They had one that was canceled early. And you're going into your third game. I was going to say something about being on the road, but you guys are the road warriors this year.
right, with our first four games are on the road this year. So we're going to load up the bus one more time here again, and again next week before we get a home game. But this is a nice short trip. The first two have been, the first one is over to North Union, which is about an hour and a half away. Last week was an hour over to Algona. So this one's a fairly short trip for us.
Coach, I got to ask you, you talked about it a little bit. You mentioned the weather, and you can't get around it. I mean, we have rain in the weather forecast today, and, you know, when our meteorologist says 100% chance of rain tonight, you know you're going to be playing in some difficult conditions maybe. What are your thoughts about that? How does that affect what you do in a football game?
Yeah, I mean, with the holiday weekend, we had kind of a short practice on Monday, which was kind of probably the coldest 60 degrees I've ever felt. But we got outside. We got some things done. We did our install on Monday. Tuesday was kind of a rainy day. We did some gym work, watched some film. And that day I told the boys that no matter what, we're going out on Wednesday, because the way the weather was stacking up, I think we needed to get outside and experience the wet conditions a little bit. And I think that helped us out a little bit. Being able to adapt to field conditions and things like that. And we talked about those scenarios last night. So I think anything that comes up tonight, the boys should be prepared.
Yeah, I'm guessing you'll have all of those coaches' comments like, hey, listen, they're playing in the same conditions we are, right?
Yeah, and it's a mental thing. It's just something you have to get over. There's things you control and things you can't, and the weather's one that we can't. So we just have to be able to adapt and do the best we can.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Keep the football dry for the center and the quarterback and everybody else, and keep switching them out. And you guys, you'll be just fine for both West Fork and Newman Catholic tonight, I hope.
Yeah, we'll have Coach Crew pack a couple extra balls.
For sure. Absolutely for sure. Coach, have fun down at West Fork. It should be a fun night. Hopefully you get maybe a break and you don't have to play in rain all night long.
That'd be all right.
Rich Picardle, good to have you on board with us this morning. And, of course, we'll have the broadcast of the game tonight on 93.9 KIA with Mark Dornkamp on the call. And good to talk to you this morning.
Thanks much. Appreciate it, Tim.
You bet, Rich. Take care.
Bye-bye. Go Knights.
Rich Picardle talking Knights on a Friday morning. I'm Tim Fleming. And, of course, again, Mark Dornkamp with the play-by-play coverage on 93.9 KIA, the Country Moose, tonight. He will be at West Fork with all the play-by-play coverage.